Of course, we won't know until Tuesday night when the final numbers come in where our elections stand, both nationally and here in the state of North Carolina. But we've got polls coming in left and right. And joining us now to take a look at the state of the races is Tom Jensen, the Director of Public Policy Polling. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So we've got 5 days left, thank goodness, until Election Day, and still a very close race for president by all accounts in North Carolina, still very close races for governor, U.S. Senate, and then all the way down the ballot. Where would you say things stand right now?
Well, our most recent polling has Hillary Clinton up by a couple points in North Carolina, Roy Cooper up by a couple points in North Carolina, and Richard Burr up by a couple points in North Carolina. But certainly when a race is within a couple points, that means that all of them could go either way. We could end up having a Democratic sweep, we could end up having a Republican sweep, or we could get some sort of mishmash of both sides. The early voting numbers have been strong for Democrats. There's no doubt that Democrats are leading the statewide races based on the votes that have come in so far by somewhere in the range of 10 to 15 points. But we also know that Kay Hagan had a small lead in the polls going into Election Day, had a big early vote advantage, and it ended up getting drowned out by what happened on Election Day 2 years ago. So I really think that it's pretty hard to say anything definitive about the way these races are going to go.
And obviously, there's an art to polling in addition to the science, and part of the art is predicting what turnout is going to be, even sort of demographically speaking, like what is the turnout going to be among rural voters versus urban voters versus suburban voters, white voters versus African-American voters. That's something that pollsters have to look at when they're making their predictions and conducting their surveys and figuring out who to call and who not to call. We now are starting to get a sense of where turnout stands this year compared to 2 years ago, 4 years ago, just by looking at the early voting turnout numbers. So what can we glean from that information, even as preliminary as it is?
Well, I think that there's some stuff for both sides to be happy about. I mean, I think that Democrats have to be happy that they do have a double-digit advantage in terms of the registration of the people who have voted so far. And as you alluded to, there's nowhere you'd rather have high early voting turnout in the state, just about, if you're a Democrat, than Orange County. That's been coming through really strong. It's been really strong in Wake County and Durham County, other counties where Democrats are going to have to amass a very large margin. You know, the reality is that Hillary Clinton probably, even if she wins statewide, is only going to win like 20 counties. And Trump will win the other 80, or something like that. And what Clinton's really dependent on is driving up huge margins in the counties where the largest numbers of people live, which are also the counties that are the most Democratic. So there's been strong signs for her in terms of turnout in some of those places. But one thing that's a big red flag for Democrats is it seems pretty clear that black turnout is not going to be what it was in the Obama elections. African Americans were somewhere from 22 to 23% of the vote in 2008 and 2012. This year, it looks like it's going to be down to 20 or 21%. And to put into perspective how big of a deal a 2-point downward shift in the black share of the electorate is, basically, Republicans are winning white voters by 30. Democrats are winning black voters by about 80. So a 2-point downward shift in the black vote basically is equivalent to Democratic candidates statewide losing about 2 points on the margin. Well, what I just say all those races are, they're within 2 points. So that's definitely, I think, the red flag for Democrats from what's happened so far is the black turnout, and we'll see if they can bring that back up over the last few days of early voting and Election Day.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, get more information on recent surveys by looking at publicpolicypolling.com. And obviously the big news just from the last week has been James Comey, the FBI, reopening the inquiry into emails, and that's had an effect certainly on the debate and the conversation that's been taking place. What effect has it had on the polls? I know when the Access Hollywood video came out with Donald Trump, that was such bad news for him. I don't think the polls moved as much as people expected them to, just because the news looked really bad, but it kind of confirmed everything that we had already thought about. Donald Trump didn't really add anything new. And kind of the same thing, it seems, for Hillary Clinton. It's bad news for her, but she's already been under investigation for her emails. And I'm seeing movement in the polls, but I'm not seeing as much as some pundits are saying there's been. But is that just wishful thinking on my part?
No, I don't think Comey's having much of an impact. I do think the race is getting closer, but the reason the race is getting closer is that Republicans who don't like Trump and who have said that they're undecided or that they were going to vote third party all year are moving to Trump in the end, and I think that was sort of an inevitable thing to happen. So I think that's the shift that you're seeing, is just Republicans coming home. There is not really any sign in the polls that Hillary Clinton's actually losing support. It's just Trump getting conservative voters in the end who had been holding out on him. And one thing that's sort of interesting that I've noticed is that polls that were in the field Friday, Saturday, Sunday last week, and immediately after the Comey letter came out, were sort of dicey for Hillary. But the last few days have been right back to just about what they were before. And I still don't really, I should be clear, there's a lot of disagreement about the polls. There's a lot of disagreement about the national polls. There's a lot of disagreement about the individual state level polls. But what we're seeing in our polling is a pretty coherent picture across the board, which is that in most of the key swing states that Hillary Clinton really needs to win, she's holding up okay. Right now we have her up by 2 in North Carolina, we have her up by 3 in Nevada, we have her up by 4 in both Florida and Pennsylvania, we have her up by 5 in New Hampshire, we have her up by 7 in Wisconsin, and if she wins Wisconsin and New Hampshire and Pennsylvania, where she's up by at least 4 points in each of those states, she wins the election. She doesn't have to win North Carolina, she doesn't have to win Florida. Those states are must-win for Donald Trump, but for Hillary Clinton, they're sort of icing on the cake. So again, just because we find her up in those states, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, by decent margins, doesn't mean everybody else is, and someone's going to be wrong, and it could be us. I'm not somebody who, you know, just thinks I'm the god of pollsters and my word will be right and everyone else's will be wrong. But what does reassure me is we've seen a very consistent picture in these states all year. We have not found a particularly volatile election. So I guess if we're wrong, we've been wrong the whole time, but there's not anything happening right now that we're seeing to indicate that there's a big change in the race.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, you mentioned a bunch of states there. What about Michigan?
Michigan, we have not seen anything recent. I do think that that's going to be closer, certainly closer than it was in 2008 and 2012, and maybe a little closer than people expect. What we're seeing in Michigan is that in the rural, more white parts of the state, Donald Trump is doing a lot better than Mitt Romney did 4 years ago. If you're a rural conservative white voter, I think that Donald Trump is somebody whose message maybe resonates a little more with you than somebody like Mitt Romney, who is this rich white guy. I mean, I guess Donald Trump's a rich white guy too, but these are rich white guys who communicate in different fashions. And, you know, Hillary Clinton's going to Detroit tomorrow because there's no early vote in Michigan, and she does need a huge margin in Detroit and Wayne County to make up for how poorly she is going to do in the more rural parts of the state. So I think Hillary Clinton will win Michigan, but it might be by 2 or 3 points, as opposed to Obama won it by 16 in 2008 and by 9 in 2012.
Speaking again with Tom Jensen, and Tom, before we let you go, there's going to be a lot of numbers and a lot of talk and a lot of surveys and a lot of just sort of dissecting all of the surveys in the next 5 days as people wring their hands over what the outcome of this election is going to be. What is the most important question that we ought to be looking at between now and Election Day if we really want a sense of where this is going to go?
Oh, my advice for people is just to stop paying attention to polls and stop trying to freak out about this kind of stuff. And if you care about the election, go volunteer for the side that you care about. I mean, there's just going to be a mountain of data that's going to come out in the next 5 days. Based on what we've seen over the last 2 weeks, it's going to be very conflicting. If you're a Democrat who wants to think that everything's fine, there's going to be data to tell you that. If you're a Democrat who wants to think that the sky is falling, there's going to be data to tell you that. I mean, this is a year where the polling is sort of all over the place enough that you can find a set of data to sort of reinforce whatever worldview you might want to reinforce. Basically, my message to people is that freaking out over polls is not going to help your candidate win. So if you're worried about it, get on the phone or go out and knock some doors, turn out the vote. I talk about, you know, black turnout being down in North Carolina this year. Well, if you're a Democrat in Chapel Hill who wants Hillary to win, contact the campaign and see what you can do to help turn out those black voters who came out in 08 and 12 and haven't come out this time. That's a much better use of your time than freaking out about the latest poll.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so
much. I'm going to go watch football this weekend instead of doing any more polling.
Did you watch the baseball game last night at least?
I did watch the baseball game last night. It was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Right?
But truly, like, at this point, it's just all noise, and it's just not worth getting all worked up about. We're going to have the election soon enough. Just wait for the election. Don't worry about the polls. Do what you can for those who you care about.
I like it. Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.